Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We are in the house of the Lord again, and we know that the entrance of your word brings light. Amen. Now, Lord, let that light shine in our hearts this morning to bring the knowledge, oh my, of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. And everybody says, Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this morning I want to speak on Daystar, the light of life. That's what I want to speak on this morning. Now, you know, we may start out, you know, a little easy, but it might get deep. So you stay with me, and I believe the Lord's going to bless your heart. But we're trying to, you know, break it down so you understand. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to read a scripture, you know, that will go right with this message. I'm going to start here at 2 Peter chapter 1. Remember, the message this morning is the day star, the light of life. So I'll start at 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verse 19. Now, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. Yeah. You know, so you take heed to the word of the Lord, you know, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. So, you know, right away from this scripture, you see that there is a prophetic looking forward to the event of the day star rising in your hearts, you know, and so forth like that. You may not understand that yet, but you will before this message is over by the grace of God. So the next verse says that we know that knowing this first, he said, that there is no prophecy of the scripture that is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came of old time, not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is still speaking till today. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, so that light, that day star, you know, is rising in our hearts. And, you know, that we're going to have to follow that light all the way. And that's what the message is going to be about. But you'll hear more about it in a few minutes as we go through this message. Let me read also Luke chapter 1. And I'm going to read from verse 74, Luke chapter 1. Verse 74, I will just read a few verses there. Some of you may know the text that is behind this story, the birth of John the Baptist and so on. Luke 1, verse 74. He said that he, that's God, would grant us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Now, that's a good prayer. Amen. That's a good prayer. And he spoke, you know, he spoke by prophecy concerning the child. And he said, thou child, was talking about John the Baptist at that time, thou shalt be called a prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give, now, listen to this, verse 77, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby, oh my, the day spring from on high has visited us. That day spring is what I'm going to talk about today. The role that day spring, his name is also called the day star, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And what he is going to do and how he does it, you know, by say he has visited us, and what does he do? To give light to them that sit in darkness. That's what he does. The day star. He is the light of life. He gives light to them that sit in darkness, and even to those that are in the shadow of death. Hallelujah. Even as it is written, the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. And the people that are in the shadow of death, they have received the knowledge of God's salvation. Now, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. That's what he does. Now, so his business, this day spring from on high, is to give light to them that sit in darkness. And to bring those that are in the shadow of death, bring them out, and so forth. And to guide our feet into the way of peace. Can you say praise the Lord? Well, I'm going to introduce him to you in a different way today. Now, of course, I'm sure that many of us know the Lord Jesus Christ in one way or another, But let's find out what he wants us to learn in this message. In the book of John, chapter 1, I'm going to start at verse 4. Now, in fact, we could start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Now, that's capital W. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Praise the Lord for that. That's right. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. That's the Word. Now, who is this Word? In him, the Word was life. And the life was the light of men. Now that's what I'm going to be talking about today. The day star, the very light of life, Jesus Christ himself. Now, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Now folks, when you walk into a room that is dark, in the night, the first thing that you do is reach for the switch, for the light switch. Turn on the light. And when you turn on the light, it dispels the darkness. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, verse 9 says, that was the true light. Now, notice it's a capital L now. That was the true light which lighteneth every man that cometh into this world. Now, they may not stay in the light, but they wouldn't even have any breath without the light. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about that light today and see what it's supposed to do for the children of the Lord, where it's supposed to bring us at, and so forth like that. So keep this scripture in your mind, that the Lord is that light. He came. See, now remember, in this text also, he says that, look, he was in the world, verse 10. The world was made by him. But the world knew him not. Now he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, for as many people as received him, there is something that God is doing in their lives. And I want to show today, by the grace of God, that the day star, it is time for that day star to arise in your hearts. It is time for us to be walking with that day star. Not just thinking about, what the prophets did. What we are going to do. No. The Lord is here already with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. In the book of 1 John. Now this is the epistle. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. I love this text. And this is the crux of this message today. Now, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 says, this then is the message which we have heard from him, and that we declare unto you. This is the message, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, I want you to meditate on that verse. Now, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, this is a different kind of message today. And of course, we are coming closer to the coming of the Lord. And we preach on deliverance and faith and miracles and all these things all the time. But a message like this is what we really need to get us on the path of the Lord. Amen. Now, it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, if you want to be a part of God, therefore, it follows from this scripture that you cannot have darkness in you. If you have darkness in you, any kind of darkness at all, and we're going to expose what those darkness could be today. If you have any kind of darkness in you at all, you cannot really be a part of God. Because in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, that's the scripture. So you keep that in mind. Now, but I want you to focus on Jesus Christ. Because he is truly the light that lightens every man that comes into this world. Now, in this message, we will go away from the abstract concept of Jesus. People just think of Jesus somewhere and so forth. We're going to go into the reality of who he is. Amen. And how you can have that light in your life. You know, I'm not talking, this message is not exactly for just people who haven't known the Lord yet. Actually, this is more for people who say we are believers, but yet they are not walking in the light. You know, so that's really where this message is at. But of course, if you haven't, you know, understood the light, perhaps the knowledge of the grace of God, you know, will come into your life today to help you to latch onto that light. You know, so it's really is for everybody. But Jesus said in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, and listen to what he said in verse 12. And this is the Gospel of John, chapter 8, and verse 12. Here's what Jesus said. He said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Amen, people. Now, what is the light of life then? Now, this is what Jesus declared. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, Jesus is that light of life. He declared again in John chapter 9 and verse 5. He said, as long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. But then he turned around to his disciples in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. He turned around to the disciples and said, ye are the light of the world. You know, so we see that Jesus is the light of the world. But he transferred that light to us. That's why we sang that song, day star, shine down on me. Let your light shine through me to this world of darkness. Now, I'm going to show you some things of how miracles, real miracles, come through that light. I'm going to show you today how that, you know, walking closely with God in that light, what it can do and where it's going to lead to. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, so in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, you know, and so forth. I mean, put it in somewhere, you know, but they put it on a candlestick. They don't put it under the table. Amen? Amen. So Jesus already, you know, said, look, I don't want any part of any secret service Christians or believers. You know, there's no stealth mode with the Lord. There's no hidden thing. You know, it, your light, he said, let your light therefore so shine before men that they may see your good works. You light cannot be hidden, folks. In fact, let me tell you what darkness is. Darkness is really nothing but the absence of light. That's what it is. Darkness has no substance at all. But it is when light is taken away, that's when there is darkness. You know, and darkness cannot comprehend, cannot overcome the light. Folks, but a lot of people, God's people, that are allowing the darkness of this world to overcome the light of God that is in them. And that's a sad, sad place to be. Now, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And he wants us to also show that light, walk in that light, and do what is right. Now, I want you to notice that God is also called the Father of Lights. In the book, now, it's a teaching this morning rather than the usual preaching style. You know, so I'm taking it easy. In the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 17, the Bible says that God is the Father of Lights. Now, God is not the Father of Darkness, amen? God is the Father of lights, and each one of you are points of light. Each one of you should have that light of life in you. The Bible calls it the day star. When he arises in your hearts, and when you walk with him, you will have that light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, to be a part of God, we must be in that light. You know, I'm going to give you an example of a man in the Bible. His name was Enoch. In the book of Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. Now notice, Enoch walked with God. And he was not, because God took him. Now, what does it mean to walk with God? And how can you walk with God? In the book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can they? Enoch could not have walked with God except the two of them be agreed. And light and darkness cannot agree.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What, as it is written, the Bible says, what fellowship is there with light and darkness? Or what concord is it between Christ and Belial? You know, he can't do that. You know, so this man, in order for him to have walked with God, he was walking in the light. That's the only way. Because God cannot walk with darkness. And let me tell you something else, folks. This agreement with God is a one-way thing. It is not God that will agree with us. We must agree with the Lord. That's right. Some people are always trying to make God agree with them. Make God change his word to suit your life. That's never going to happen. You know, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 15 and verse 14, Jesus said, ye are my friends. If, now that's a big if you do whatsoever I command you, that's when you are my friends. You know, so every time I hear that song that say we are a friend of God and so forth like that, I wonder, you know, to be a friend of God, you must do whatsoever he commands. Jesus commands and you do. End of story. There's no discussion. There's no argument. There's no debate. You know, some people want to be so familiar with God, they want to debate. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And how does Jesus command in the church now? Through the Holy Spirit. He commands, you do, and then you are good in his book. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap for that, people. Happy is the man that hath the commandment. Say, he that hath my word and doeth them, blessed is he. You know, and I will love him. My Father will love him also. And we will come and make our abode with him. That's the day star. Because in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's how he makes his abode. He is a day star. Now listen to this. You know, you say, but exactly how do we walk in that light? You know, how do we, we've seen that we must be in agreement with God. We cannot walk with God unless we are also in the light. Because two cannot walk together except they be agreed. God cannot be a part of darkness. There is no fellowship with light and darkness. We've seen all of that. Now, how do we then walk in the light? Well, it is very simple. The word which was made flesh, the same word is the light of life. Amen, folks. That's right. The word of God is the light. In the book of Psalms 119, the Bible says, thy word is what? Is a lamp unto my feet. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's Psalm 119 and I believe verse 105. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, and it's also a light to my path. Where you are going, in other words, where you stand, you will never be in darkness if you are in the word. Amen. You will never be confused. And where you are going, the light will shine upon your ways. Amen.
Amen.
When you are in the word. So that is how the word of God works. He also says in Psalms 119, the same chapter, verse 130. You hear me say this just about every service. I always say the entrance of thy word brings light. That's right. Psalms 119 and verse 130. Because it means a lot to me. That's why I say it all the time. The entrance of your words bring light. And it giveth understanding to the simple. When that light gets into your life, you are a different person. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You are completely a different person when that light comes into your life. Now, what is the word of God and how does it bring light? I mean, why does it give light? There are so many scriptures that describe the word of God as light. In fact, if you read a whole of Psalms 119, it's talking about the word of God and how it can structure and restructure someone's life. And this man, he always rejoiced at the word of God. Even he said, I rejoice at your word as somebody that found great spoil. Every time he heard the word of God, something leaped in his heart. And Jesus said, the word of God, the spirit of God, he said, this is the man to whom I will look. He that is of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. You know, somebody that takes the word of God seriously, that's the one that commands the Lord's interest. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now, if we don't follow the word of God, then we don't have any light. See, in the book of Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20, the Bible says, to the law and to the testimony, that's like the word of God. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. You know, so, you know, if you are doing anything that is not according to the word of God, folks, it is because there is no light in you.
Yes.
It is just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this scripture says. If you are doing something, the Bible says, always check it out by the law and the testimony.
Yes.
Check it out by the word of God. Is it according to the word? If it is not according to the word, then there is no light in them. Just forget it.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't need to worry yourself about something that's not according to the word. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's like somebody trying to put a curse on you. That's not according to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's never going to happen. You don't even need to pray about it. It's not going to work. Because who is it that saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So the Lord has not commanded a curse on you. Balaam said, look, God has blessed them. I cannot curse them. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so if anybody says anything that's not according to the word, it's because there's no light in there. Don't worry about it. Praise God. Best you do is you just pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. And now you yourself, if you are doing something that is not according to the word, it's because there's no light in you. So you better check yourself. Examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. It says, look, the law of God is a lamp and the commandment is a light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. You cannot have life outside of the word of God. There is no way to do it because the word was the very life of man. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so if you want to do your own thing, go your own way, ignore the word of God, do whatever you want, and still think you have the light, you are deceiving yourselves. The Bible says, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. That's every word that God has spoken, written in this scripture or given by the Spirit of God, whichever way it is, every word. Hallelujah. But if you speak and choose, you say, well, no, that's in the old days. That doesn't matter. And so forth like that. Jesus said, well, I don't judge anybody now. The word that I have spoken will judge at the last day. Because see, that word will always sustain itself. The word can never return void.
Yeah.
Once the word of God is spoken, it is settled, it is finished.
Yeah.
Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven.
Yeah.
And let it be settled in your heart. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise ye the Lord. You know, so the word of God is always settled. It can't be changed. You can't, you know, in fact, if God, if you are able to persuade God to change you, he'll kill you for it. Praise the Lord. You can read a story in Numbers 23. Balaam, he wanted God to change his word. When God said, don't do it, don't go there. He kept praying. Well, can I go? Because this man offered me some more money. God said, don't do it. He knew the word of God. Then he went and prayed again. Lord, this man offered me a big sum of money. Can I go? Lord said, I already told you, don't do it. And he said, well, a little later on, he went and prayed, said, Lord, can I go? So finally, God said, okay, go. And as soon as he went, the angel of the Lord stood in front of him to kill him. And if it hadn't been for his dumb ass, you know, when the Lord spoke to him through that, he would have been dead. You know, the prophet, can you imagine? A whole prophet. Well, maybe seer, whatever it was, you know, who was supposed to know the word of God. You know, he thought God would change his word. If God changed his word, you'll be dead. Kill you for it. Well, that's, you know, you take that any way you want. He will never change his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's word is forever settled. If he tells you something, don't try to talk God out of it. You know, because if he tells you, okay, fine, you go do it, it will be to your destruction. When he has already said, don't do it. Praise ye the Lord. God already said, don't do that now. And you say, well, you know, I mean, God already said, look, in the olden days, it was an eye for an eye. You know, when they slapped you, you slapped them back. Jesus said, look, now, that's not the way it is. Today, you pray for your enemies. That's what Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
Some people can't do that. They say, oh, my enemies, oh my goodness. You know, let fire come down from heaven and strike them and so forth. Well, you know, if fire came down from heaven and struck them, well, you will die by that fire also. Because he that killeth with the sword shall die by the sword. And he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. You know, God has sent us to be a vessel of deliverance. A vessel of light. Not a vessel of destruction. I mean, there are some people and so forth that are always praying against their enemies. I don't know what that's all about. That is contrary to the word of God, said the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know what spirit you are of. You know, one time, John and his brother, Jesus finally called them sons of thunder because they were always, can we call down fire and so forth like that? Because they saw some things in the Bible that Elijah did and all that. And they said, shall we call down fire? Jesus said, you guys don't know what you are even talking about. You know, that was then, but this is now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus has already lifted the standard. This is what they used to do then. We're not doing that anymore. We are way over here now. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now we love our enemies. That's what we do. Now we pray for them that despitefully use us. That's what we do now. That is the believer's way. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But, you know, hear this also. You know, here's more stuff that may, you know, challenge us here this morning. Let me read some things to us that will challenge us here this morning. Turn with me to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. This is the epistle of John, chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, beloved, what manner of love God hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. And verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now, it's not that we are going to be. We already are the sons of God. Although it doesn't quite yet appear. See, the church is not exactly like they should be then. There, you know, but it's like a son that's born into a family. A son might be born to a monarch, you know, and a king or a president or whatever. The son may not know who he is because he's just a baby. Doesn't even understand that he owns everything. But he's a son nonetheless. Amen. Whether he understands it or doesn't understand it, he is the son nonetheless. And well, you know, the monarch may hire some taskmasters and some schoolmasters to train him and bring him to where he needs to be. You know, sometimes they may even train him in the art of war. If it's a king that goes to war and so forth, they will train him. And then, you know, enough time passes, he begins to realize that, wow, I'm a prince. Praise the Lord. But when he was first born, he didn't know anything. All he did was just cry every day. He didn't know anything. You know, and you know, pretty soon he begins to realize that he's a king. I mean, he's a prince. And he begins to see that, wow, you know, he begins to understand the things of the kingdom and so forth. And then they begin to teach him that, look, you are a prince. You need to conduct yourself right. Amen. You can't just do things like this because you are a prince. You are not like other people. Then he begins to say, wow, you know, I'm a prince. I got to dress a certain way and so forth. Yeah, you got to do that. See, that's even in natural things. And the Bible says, look, that was not first, that was spiritual, but the natural. So the natural comes first. That means we look at natural things in order to understand spiritual things. And even Jesus, that's the way he did. When he wanted to talk of great things, he always used natural things. He would say, he would use things like fish, bread, scorpion, egg, house, corn. And these are all the things he used to preach. He never preached any great big things that people couldn't understand. Because he said, look, if I've told you of natural things and you don't believe, what are you going to do if I begin to tell you of heavenly things? You know, you can't do it. So he just told them natural things all the time. You know, but, you know, the Bible also says that, look, he that is drinking milk all the time is unskillful in the word of righteousness. You are still a babe before you're drinking his milk. There is a time for milk and there's a time for meat. And there's even a time for strong meat. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. So if you want to drink milk all the time, you are welcome to it, you know, and so forth. But, you know, you're not going to get the fullness of the growth that God wants you to have. You know, so milk is good, but strong meat belongs to them who by reason of use have had their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So strong meat, you know. Now you say, well, there's nothing strong in what you have said so far. Maybe not. But listen to this, you know. This is where the strong meat comes in. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 3. And let's read from verse 10. In these the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. And this is the strong meat. Now, you'll notice that I call this strong meat. But it's not talking about miracles or anything like that. It's talking about righteousness. Now, he that doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Hello, folks. You can walk all the miracles. You can call fire down from heaven. You can walk on water. If you love not your brother, you are not of God, saith the Lord. That's what the Bible says. You know, so that's the strong meat. You know, some people think, no, that's not the strong meat. The strong meat is if we are doing this and that. You know, but let me tell you something. The scepter of his throne is a scepter of righteousness. The first thing about God is righteousness and holiness. And nobody will even smell it if they are not on the paths of righteousness. That's why the psalmist said, lead me into the paths of righteousness for thy great name's sake. Praise ye the Lord. Now listen to this. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and he slew his brother. Why did he slay his brother? Well, because his brother's works were good, and his own were evil, and so forth. He said, look, verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Yes. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And I tell you, folks, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Darkness and death are on one end of the spectrum. Life and light are on the other end of the spectrum. And there's a great gulf fixed in between. If you sit in the shadow of death, the death star will shine upon your heart to bring you out of the kingdom of darkness to translate you into the kingdom of light. But if after you have tasted of the power of heaven and you have seen the kingdom of light, but you choose not to walk in the light, folks, the latter end will be worse than the first. Because the Bible says at the end there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Last week we listened to a testimony of the Baxter lady. You know, when she was taken to hell and all of that, and all she saw about the unforgiveness. Folks, it's not only unforgiveness. You know, it is everything that is not according to the word of God. If you walk not according to this word, it is because there is no light in you. And if there is no light in you, you cannot be a part of God. Because in him is no darkness at all. Folks, it is very simple. There's no mystery about it. Now, listen to this. He said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother is, you know, he said, abideth in death. Listen to this. Verse 15 of 1 John 3. Whosoever hateth his brother. Brother is a non-generic thing. I mean, it's a non-gender thing here. It's generic. Brother, sister, whatever. Neighbor, whatever it is. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Folks. And ye know. Even you yourselves know. That no murderer hath eternal life in him. Are you still with me, folks? Now, let's put arithmetic together. It's very simple. It's a simple argument. If outside the holy city are murderers and liars and fornicators and sorcerers and whoremongers and all these things, you know, and there is no eternal life in them, and then the Bible also says that, well, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and whosoever is a murderer has no eternal life in him, how do you then think that he that hateth his brother is going to make it there? You answer the question, folks. Well, you say, well, I don't hate my brother. But maybe you are disrespectful to your husband. Oh, yeah. Or maybe you are bitter against your wife. Because the Bible says husbands, because they know, God already knows that men have this thing. Try to be bitter against their wives and so forth. You know, so God already put it out there. Husbands, love your wives. And be not bitter against them. That's a point blank commandment. But if you live in bitterness against your wife, hear from the word of the Lord today, you are still in darkness. And you need to repent. Or if you disrespect your husband, the Bible says Sarah called her husband Lord. And these are the women of faith in the Bible. They respected. You know, I don't know about this. All this women's lib nonsense. It's not even in the word of God. Women, submit to your own husbands. Hallelujah. And if you don't do that, well, there is no light in you. Because the Bible says, if you speak not according to this word, if you walk not according to this word, Isaiah 8:20, it is because there is no light in you. Or children. Children. The Bible says, respect and honor your parents. Father and mother. Not just father. I've seen some children where they only respect the father and not the mother. Well, you are still not in the light. Honor your father and your mother that he may be well with you. Amen. Parents and fathers, provoke not your children for no reason. You know? Deal fairly with them. Why would you just deal roughly with your children for no reason? Deal fairly with them. Remember, the same measure that you meet shall be measured unto you again. Now, the way some parents deal with some of their kids, roughly and so forth, if God would deal with you like that roughly, there would be nobody sitting in this place today. Think about that. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, for you to be your father's children, you know, say, I am the son of my father. Well, then walk in the light then. Praise God. So it is every word of God. Bible says every word of God is pure. You know, and it is given for our instruction. The Bible says the scripture is profitable for instruction, for reproof, you know, for exhortation, and for, you know, all of these things, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. You know, all the word, every part of, you cannot pick and choose the one you like, folks. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, also when Jesus said in his word, you know, he commanded us that in this world, he said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. We need to carry that ministry of reconciliation, folks. And if you are not doing it, well, you may not exactly, you know, be lost for that, but you will lose your reward. Because Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. I'm bringing my reward with me. To give to every man according as his work. Nobody is recorded. You're not going to be rewarded for just being the son. You're only going to be rewarded if you're an obedient son.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Even in your families, don't you do the same? The obedient ones. The ones that when the father said, go into my field today and do the work. And you know, that actually did, you know, when they did the will of the father. Jesus said, it is them that do the will of the father. That's right. Are you doing the will of the father?
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to this scripture, which may help you have a better understanding. In the book of John chapter 11, of how this light works. This is what Jesus was saying. He said, look, are there not 12 hours in the day? Right? John chapter 11 verse 9. Are there not 12 hours in the day? Now, if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. You know, so if you go out in the daytime, there's no problem. You know, there's light and so on. So nobody is going to stumble because there is light. You know. But listen to the next verse. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. Now, he doesn't stumble because there is no light around him, but he stumbles because there is no light in him. How many of you are still with me? All right, well, maybe that may be a little over your heads, but let me explain it to you. You know, what Jesus is saying is this. If you have the light of life in you, you will never be in darkness. Even if you walk, quote unquote, in what seems to be darkness to everybody else, you will always be in the light. As it is written in Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. That is the day star. He is come upon you. The day spring from on high has visited you. He said, the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. He said, the world shall be in gross darkness. You know, the world is groping. That's the song we sang. He said, I see a world that is deceived by the master of the sea. They are groping in darkness. He said, but Lord, let your light shine through me to the world.
Yeah.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you cannot give what you don't have. You can only give what you have. Peter said, what I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he gave what he had. You cannot give. You cannot give light, folks, if you yourself don't have the light. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So for the man, Jesus said, John 8:12, the man that walketh after me, followeth after me, walketh after me, shall never walk in darkness. Even if it is dark, even if he's walking in the 12 hours of the night that should be dark, he will still not walk in darkness. Because there is light inside of him. He doesn't need external light. Because the light of life, the day star, is already inside of him. How many of you can say praise the Lord? You can never be in confusion if you are walking after the word of the Lord. You will never be confused. You will not be in darkness, but you will be in the light. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And folks, if you press into that light, if you press into that light, and you don't stop, and you keep pressing, someday, by the grace of God, that's why we sang that song also, he's changing me into the likeness of his, you know, his glory. From day to day, if you keep pressing towards that light, one day, when you are completely light, you'll be translated just like Enoch. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I don't believe that death is the only way that somebody should leave this earth. The Bible already witnessed that. Enoch walked with God. He walked in the light. Every day in that light. And one day, he became completely light and he's gone. He's gone just like that. Pray, folks, when you, God gives us 120 years on this face of the earth to transform your life into that light completely. To let the Holy Ghost walk that light in you until you are complete. Remember, he's the father of lights. And you are points of light that came into this world. But he wants your light to shine. But what covers that light? Wickedness, unbelief. These are the spoilers. They are called the little foxes. The backbiting, the bitterness, the defrauding one another. All of these things. This is why people's lights are not shining. Folks, if you have the day star, hallelujah. If you have that day star in you, at any time, if you walk into the room that is dark, there will be light.
Yes.
If there is sickness, you command that sick. You don't even need to say anything. The sickness is already gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to prove it to some of you here this morning. You say, how are you going to prove it? Well, I am going to prove it because, you know, the Bible says that I have the light of life because I'm following the law. And if you have a sickness or a disease, in a minute, I'll call you. And that sickness and disease will be gone.
Amen.
Just like that.
Amen.
Why? Because it is the light that is in me that will dispel the darkness.
Amen.
It's not the amount of how I pray or shout or jump up and down. No. All you need to have is that light. When you have that light, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Darkness cannot comprehend it.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But that light is hindered when you have unforgiveness in your heart. See, that's why Jesus said, when you come, you'll notice we haven't taken an offering today. Because if you have bitterness in your heart, don't give any offering. Amen?
Amen.
Go settle that first.
Yes.
You know, if you have unforgiveness, you know, husband and wife always bickering against each other and stuff like that. You know, Do you know, I know somebody who was always bitter against their daughter and so forth, an elderly lady. And then one day when the lady died, the daughter and so forth, then the woman started to cry. What are you crying for? You were always bitter against her when she was alive. You know, and I've always told people, you know, some people, they wait until somebody is dead and 6 feet in the ground before they come and say these wonderful things about them. Oh, he was a wonderful person. Even if the person was a devil. When they die, they're always wonderful people. They are wonderful people. Ah, he was this, he was that, and so forth. You know, when he was alive, they never said any good thing to this person. They never said, I love you. They never reached out to them. They never did anything. But now all of a sudden, when they die, they start crying. What good is that? Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. It's already dead. You cannot do anything for them again. When they are alive, folks, love your wife. Respect your husband. Children, obey your parents. Parents, be not bitter against your children. All of you, do according to the word of the Lord. Because you'll never get a second chance. When you are gone, you are gone. Somebody said, oh, let me go back. Please, let me go back. And Jesus said, they have the law and the prophets. If they don't believe the word of God, they will not believe if somebody comes. Look, it's like the thing we listened to last week. Folks, you don't need anybody's dream to tell you things. These things are already in the word of God. If you did not believe the word of God, you will not believe any of those dreams.
Right.
I don't care if somebody came back and said, I went to hell, I saw them. You still will not believe. Because you never believe the word of God. Jesus said it already. Even if somebody come back from the dead, they will not believe. Because they have Moses, they have the law, they have the prophets. And now we have more than Moses. Hallelujah. Jesus said, a greater than Moses is here. Whoa. We already have the Holy Ghost. We have the day star. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, and the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, you know, he shall have the Shekinah glory. He shall have the day star. He shall walk in the light of life. He shall not walk in darkness. Folks, the secret place of the Lord. He said, there is a vein which no fowl knoweth. There is a path which no fowl knoweth. But again, he turned around and said, look, even the fowls of the air, they know their time. Even all the stalks and so forth. But my people do not know the day of their visitation.
Aye.
Folks, today is the day of your visitation.
Yeah.
And I will not be responsible for anybody's blood that heard this message. Today, you must make a decision not only to enter the light, but to stay in the light.
Amen.
You cannot turn to the left or turn to the right. You must stay in the light.
Amen.
You say, well, who then shall be saved? Well, Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Stand to your feet here this morning. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Hallelujah. Folks, you have an opportunity this morning. The Bible says, I mean, this song that we sang, it says, you can take what is wrong and make it right. The light, the day star, when he is in your life, Jesus said, I'll give you another comforter. He shall testify of me. He shall show you things to come. You know, he shall reveal to you my word. He shall teach you all things. You know, and again, he said in another place in the book of 1 John chapter 2, 27, the anointing which you have received is not a lie. Yes. This anointing is already within you.
Hallelujah.
You know, but why is it not shining for? Because of unbelief. Yes. Because of disobedience to the word of God. Folks, what is the thing that separated Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, from the so-called sons of God today? Jesus was perfectly obedient to the Holy Ghost. That's why God did not give him the Spirit by measure. 100% Godhead was upon him. And even before Jesus worked any single miracle, before he did a single miracle in the face of this earth, he walked to John the Baptist, the heavens opened up, and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Folks, it's not about miracles. It is about being submissive 100% to the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Ghost is revealed in the scriptures. God, Bible says, Acts chapter 5 and verse 31. The Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. Verse 32. You see, you will not have that Holy Spirit if you are not obeying him. And even if he comes into your life and you are not obeying him, he will be grieved. Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. He's the seal until the day of redemption.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to give some people a chance this morning. If you're here, you say, well, I don't know anything about this life. Don't worry about it. Just come to the cross. Hallelujah. You come to the cross. Because when Jesus was on the cross, you were on his mind. And if you can come to the cross this morning, he'll take care of the rest. Now, for those of you that have already received the light, but you are not walking in the light, you know, because you have allowed your eye to be blinded by anger. You know, sometimes people get so angry, they forget the word of God. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you can lose everything because of disobedience to the word of God. Folks, every angry word, every bitter word, every idle word, whenever you say thou fool, whenever you say thou raka, and when you say all of these things, you say, you will be in danger of judgment, folks. There is not a word in this Bible that will fall to the ground. Some people think they can just bamboozle their way into the presence of God. It's not going to happen, folks. You know, you cannot even bamboozle your way right now. You know, I mean, can you walk on water right now like Jesus did? Can you raise the dead? Can you do all of these things that Jesus did? You can't even bamboozle your way right now. How do you think you'll be able to bamboozle your way or wiggle your way or argue your way into heaven? And we say, well, they will argue. You know, if I'm 51% that I'm okay. Jesus said, be ye therefore also perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. There's no 51% with God. It's got to be 100%. Now, if you are here this morning, you say, Lord, I want the day star to arise in my heart. I know the day spring from on high has already visited me. He has come in the person of Jesus Christ. But I have not been exactly walking in the light. You know, that means you have not been obeying the scriptures. You have been disrespectful to your husband. You have been bitter against your wife. You have not followed the word of God. And even people in the ministry, you have disobeyed the Holy Spirit. You know, because the Holy Spirit is the master. He says, and you do. Sometimes he will tell you, don't go, and you went. That's all disobedience. God will have no part of that, but his mercy is reaching to us today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe that every child of God, all those that are ordained unto life, every last one of them will be saved. Because Jesus said, I will lose none of them. The Holy Spirit will come back in your life and convict you at some point in time and make you repent of whatever it is, such as it is this day. So that you may stay in that light. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And once you have that light in you, once you are walking, you will never be confused. The people are always confused. They don't know what God wants. They don't know the will of God. But that's because you are not in the light. If you are in the light, the Spirit of God will speak directly to you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, this is going to be one of the most prophetic generations ever. The Holy Spirit will speak directly through people. The Word of God will guide you day by day. He's the day star. He's the guiding light. He will be with you. Hallelujah. Jesus will talk to you day by day. Amen. Praise God. But you must yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, if I see one hand here today that wants to give their life to Christ, then this service will have been well worth it. Amen. Because there is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. Or, you know, or if everybody here has at one time or the other received the knowledge of the truth. Okay. But if today the Holy Spirit has convicted your heart, you know, because that's the one of the things that the devil is doing too. He's trying to keep unsaved people unsaved. But he's trying to make the children of God who have confessed Christ go back into unrighteousness. You know, that's his role. See, and unrighteousness is whatsoever is against the word of God. That's unrighteousness. Little children, let no man deceive you, folks. 1 John 3:7. He that walketh righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So if you are here this morning, you say, I want to be in the light. Don't look around you. Don't look at anybody. I saw the Lord for the last 2 days about this message. And I prayed and I said, Lord, if anybody would hear the word of God, confirm thy word. Hallelujah. And the Lord already said, don't worry about it. It's not your word, it's my word. Praise God. So I invite you. Let me pray with you here this morning. Now, before you come, if you come, God has no business with fools. A fool is a person that comes to the house of God and says, Lord, I'll do whatever you say. And then you leave from here and you don't do it. God has no pleasure in that. And I have no time for that. If you want God to help you, you come out here this morning. And there's going to be a change in your life. Otherwise, I've not spoken the word of God here this morning. And if you have a sickness and a disease, anything at all, doctors gave you up. You stand here today, unless you are afraid of the angel of the Lord. You stand here. And except we haven't spoken the word of the Lord, that sickness will not go with you today. Amen. 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 Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, who is it that does these things? It is Jesus. Yes. We are just his servants. You know, we preach not ourselves, the Bible says, but we are his servants. And also your ministers. Ministers are people that serve the people, not lord it over them. You know, so we are ministering the word of God for your benefit. Praise the Lord. Now, for those of you that came, just come as you are this morning. Praise the Lord. Come as you are. Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus, he knows your needs. He knows your problems. Praise God. But he loves you nonetheless. You say, he whose glory outshines the sun, makes the heavens to shine. When he was on the cross, you were on his mind, and he loved you. And that's why you are standing here today. So if there has been any bitterness in your heart, you lay it before the Lord this morning. There have been anything, you disrespect your husband all the time, you lay it before the Lord. You're bitter against your wife, you lay it before the Lord. And all of these other things that the Holy Ghost has exposed here this morning, you lay it before the Lord. Or you hate your brother. You know, that's a dangerous place to be, folks. Lay it before the Lord today. Come, just like you are. Hallelujah. Just as I am, we are complete, but thy blood was shed for me, and I Thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Now, what does this song say? Look, don't come to the Lord to argue your righteousness. Just come to say, Lord, have mercy upon me, a miserable sinner. There was one man that thought he was so righteous. And he said, I'm not even like that sinner and that publican. I am this, I am that, I am so forth. I fast twice a week. I am the elect, I am that, I'm whatever. His prayer went nowhere. But the one that said, oh Lord, have mercy upon me. They were the ones whose prayers were answered. As you sing it one more time, just as I am, without one plea. Don't plead your own righteousness. Plead only the blood of Jesus Christ. That's your passport to heaven. Just as I am, without one plea, thou that thy blood was shed for me, and thou didst become to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, those that sit in darkness, and I will give you the light of life. For I am the way, the truth, the life, and the light. Come unto the Lord this morning. Now lift up your hands, those of you that came. Lord Jesus, be merciful to our transgressions. Be merciful to our unrighteousness, the wickedness, the hard-heartedness of our hearts. Let the Spirit of God circumcise our hearts this morning. And let those who have stood in prayer this morning, grant them the grace, everyone, to be able to stay in the light. The one that did not love their wife and was bitter against them, grant them the grace to not do so, but to love their wives and not be bitter. The one that was disrespectful always to their husband, grant them the grace to respect and obey their husbands. The children, the parents, and one another, and all these other things in the Word of God. Grant us the grace this morning. Amen. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come against the spoilers. The little foxes that spoil the vine. The spirit and the root of bitterness. The spirit of unforgiveness. Backbitings. And all these other things and so forth. These seven things, say the Lord hates. One of them is he that sows discord among brethren. God hates that. I challenge all those spirits this morning. Jesus already challenged them and he already whooped them. And I bind their works in the lives of the children of God. The enemy, which is the spirit of unrighteousness, shall not exact upon your mind. Hallelujah. If you walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for a spiritual blood transfusion in Jesus' mighty name. Let the blood of Jesus go into our veins, go into our soul, cleanse our soul, circumcise our hearts this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you have a sickness or any kind of disease that you'd like prayer for this morning, I want you to step forward in the presence of the light. And I'm going to show you that when we are walking in the light, God will answer our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So if you have something that you would like healing for, step closer and let me believe the Lord with you. And unless I didn't speak the word of God today, but if I did, there cannot be any sickness stand in the presence of the light. Not me only. That's why Jesus said, look, if you are walking in the light, you yourselves will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. That's what he said. For everybody that's walking in the light. Now lift up your hands, those of you that are here. Now, Lord Jesus, move by the light. Amen. Let the day star shine upon their hearts. Let the light of destiny, that's right, the light of life, move upon them, Lord. There cannot be any sickness in your body. There can't be any pain. There can't be any disease in the presence of the light. Move, Lord, with the light of God. Shine upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Let the light shine. The Bible says, acquaint now thyself with the Lord and be at peace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And thou shalt also decree a thing, and the light will shine upon your ways when you acquaint yourself with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, for every spirit of infirmity that has plagued the people of God, whatever the reason is, it could be natural, it could be whatever. The Bible says, ought not these children of Abraham be loosed from this infirmity on this day like this? Therefore, Lord, let these your children be loosed.
Amen.
Every one of them. You know, Jesus said, let there be light, and there was light.
Oh, yes.
And after that, once there was light, he said all other things too. So now, Lord, because there is light of life in our lives, let the sickness depart.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let the pain depart.
Amen.
It may be in the vertebrae in the back. It may be somewhere. It may be stomach. It may be something hidden. It may be something visible. Let the sickness depart in Jesus' name. And let the light of life be upon the people of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap as you go back to your seats. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask the praise team, come on back and give us a praise song for the offering. If you want to give an offering, now's your opportunity to do that. If you already have an envelope, you can use it. If you don't have one, you can raise your hand. They will give you one. Everybody sing with us. Praise Jehovah, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, King of glory, praise him. Praise Jehovah.
glory wear.
Praise you.